Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Don't Trend It All in One Place. I'm Jack O'Brien. That's Miles Gray.
Don't spend this Werther's you gave me. Don't spend that all in one place.
That short show title felt way too comfortable coming out of my mouth.
Who's that from?
Becoming such a... that is courtesy of at Miguelephant. It's a good one, and... My elephant sound effect is...
Do kids like that one?
Spent a lot of time on that one. A lot of time using that one.
And all for your kids to be like, what was that, Dad? And like, it was an elephant!
God, you don't appreciate anything I do!
If you knew how much I was giving this guy for these Skype lessons to do these sounds, you would... I'm trying, kids. I'm trying.
Yeah, that's why I wasn't on yesterday's episode, this morning's episode, because I was working on my elephant sounds.
Trying to get your money back from the guy who was giving you Skype lessons.
So my wife had to work all day, so I was in charge of the kids for the time that we normally record, and it was the most humbling thing I've ever... It was the most humbling day I've had ever. Yeah. I'm so bad at that.
Beat you at arm wrestling. At
getting kids to... Yeah, that was the main thing, is they just kept kicking my ass in arm wrestling and pushing me around the house.
Yeah, so I drove my kid to the diagnostic medical lab to have him piss tested for PEDs. That's why I was late.
Turns out nothing.
Turns out you can't get a kid piss tested for PEDs, even if you are the parent. It's bullshit.
Just brought his diaper. Wrung it out. All right. Let's talk about what is trending. Does that suggest that I've thought about that?
What do you mean? Hey, I got man. The sample right here. Hold on. Hold your hand up. Make a cup.
One thing that's trending is Alaska earthquake. I was talking to you guys before we started recording about the fact that my wife woke me up in the morning or in the middle of the night and was like, "Did you feel that?" And then we looked it up to see if there was an earthquake. There had been in Alaska, very far from where we live. So I don't know if my wife has some strange supernatural power, mm-hmm. or if there was some way that it reached all the way down to LA. But anyway, 7.8 Rattler. Yeah, when there have been earthquakes.
Okay, right. But so you're saying this is probably the most long distance her seismo senses were picking up from
exactly.
up the coast.
Exactly.
I mean, it's a great opening part of like a mutant superheroes, you know, evolution yeah. story, hero origin story.
Yeah.
The Tale Reach of Seismo.
Doctor, what was his name? Not Dr. X. What the hell is
Professor X? Charles Professor Xavier?
Oh, I call him Dr. X out of
respect.
Out of deference. I am so old. So this was a 7.8. There's some wild photos of just the line of cars like fleeing the coastline because of a tsunami warning. But oh, right. It never hit. So that's good. Alaska is, I spent a couple hours in the middle of the night Googling Alaska earthquakes, and it's the site of the biggest earthquake in the history of these United States. It was a 9-point-something, which is wild. But yeah, very, very violent. So anyway, shout out to Alaska. Hope everyone up there stands safe. iPod is trending for reasons unknown to me.
Known and unknown. I mean, it's it seems like just a big nostalgia fest when I look at the trending topic on Twitter. And it's bringing me back. People, you know, flexing on each other. Like, I have the one with the physical scroll wheel, like the actual wheel that would, like, the first gen one. Then it went to the touch screen, the touch wheel. People busting out Nanos. I mean, I had like one episode of The Office that I bought that I would play on the first iPod I had that could do video. It was Casino Night. And yeah, I don't know. I guess it's just, for whatever reason, it's trending heavy in LA. So I don't know what's going on in this city.
Yeah. Maybe there's like retro sneakers. There's going to be a wave for retro Apple equipment.
Oh, you just pull up with that vintage?
Yeah. I don't know. But hopefully not for, they don't go back beyond the iPod into Discman and Case Logic, because that was not fun to carry your Case Logic case around.
But I don't know, right? If you think about it, we went from like the old school feeling of having like the physical, like tangible, like collections and being like, behold, my CD wallet that will dislocate your shoulder if you try and grab it from the back seat if you were in the front seat.
Big.
Like, it will completely tear your shoulder muscle. But now,
biggest book I owned.
Right. And and now, like, we don't have anything. Like, not everything's digital. I don't even buy physical copies of video games anymore. That, in a way, like, I feel like the wave could come back where people are like, nah, man, like, own the physical media again. Not only because, like, that's the only way you can truly own it sometimes, because who knows what could happen. Solar flare could knock out your hard drive, and then you don't have all you have is the disc, so you could play Assassin's Creed 2. I don't know. That's just
bad enough. Earthquake, global pandemic, and suddenly, you know, the Apple servers are offline.
Boom.
Donald Glover is trending because he is going to star in a Lando series. Is it a series of films?
Disney Plus. Disney Plus series. Lando. He's back and he's at it. So that'll be cool.
Lando Lakes. Call it Lando Lakes because that idea is butter.
But I think again, it's not confirmed yet. They're just saying the rumor mill is fully activating, and a lot of like fans are talking about it, so that's what it got it trending. I don't think anything is official yet.
Yeah. Does that feel like a because he's so like unimpeachable right now that like does he need to do that?
Does this help? Yeah. I think Disney
is
Plus,
this better for Disney or is this better for Donald Glover? I feel like it's better for Disney. Disney is trying to get some of that.
Could you imagine Hiro Murai like directing these episodes? Like what? Right. I'm like, yeah, damn, we win. Actually, if we get to see that, I don't think it elevates his cred in any way. Like he's who he is at this point. But
if he's just like, yo, this shit would be fun. Like more power to him. That's awesome.
I just hope that he actually is able to put his mind into what the show is, because I think that would be it would be a tremendous waste to just have him as a performer in it rather than like have his like hands on it creatively as like a showrunner.
Right. Like
something.
He just becomes auteur of everything he is in, as opposed to, you know, just
honestly,
kind of
like I have such
a famous performer.
Yeah. Like I think any other thing people could get invested if like someone took the, you know, their own creative license with the Mandalorian or something, whatever. I've just personally, I feel like he's like the one person I'm like, yeah, I feel like you like the subject, the original subject matter enough that we can just be like, yeah, run with it.
Right.
But
yeah, absolutely.
How that fits into the expanded universe and whatever. Yes. I can, they probably have to figure all that stuff out, but do what you got to
yeah.
do.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm trying to think of like people who are like that, who everything they did, everything they touched was amazing for a while because they were controlling everything. And then once they got famous enough to just like appear and stuff, I guess like Sacha Baron Cohen was kind of like that a little bit. That
right.
like once he just became an actor in comedies, like you couldn't really bank on it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, hate to see it. Hate to see it.
Yeah. And finally, I wanted to talk about the NBA bubble. The, you know, people have been following various vlogs. Matisse Thybulle.
I've been watching his.
From the 76ers.
Yeah.
I
mean, there's so much NBA stuff trending, like in general, every day. Like it might not make the top, but every day there's some discussion about something because you can tell NBA fans are just dying for the shit to come back. And then I think the reason we even got into this is because there was a clip of Bol Bol who straight up just blocked this layup, brings it up to, pulls up for three out of nowhere. Like, I'm not even joking. He maybe dribbled the ball twice to get from his side of the court up to the three-point line. And it was, it's a sight to behold, someone of that size with that kind of shooting.
Yeah, he's 7'2". He's like the guy who people were like, man, if he could put it together, it would be a sight to behold. But we shall see. But I mean, one thing that's encouraging is that the bubble seems to be working. The NBA announced that they had a batch of testing just come in with zero positives that they didn't already know about. So hopefully that's a good sign for, you know,
with zero positives that we were going to acknowledge. So that's great.
Right.
I think it's cool. We were talking before this, the bubble content is like my new like abandoned theme park vlogs. Like I can't have a bigger appetite for seemingly boring content than these player vlogs from in the bubble and like Matisse Thybulle just like going through his like breakfast bag and I'm like, oh, that's what they get for breakfast. Okay. And then they go there and like, whoa, that's a conference room. They turn into a gym. And it's just like, it feels fun. I don't know. There's just like, it's like, it feels like a whole new world.
Yeah. It's like a mixture of like post-apocalyptic with just, yeah, I don't know, summer camp or like basketball camp. And there's like a fratty vibe. Everyone's just pounding beers in their downtime. Did you see that clip of what's his name? I always want to call him Lemony Snickets, but that's not his name. He's a player for, he used to play for Portland, but he did this like trick where he like threw a bottle of beer off of a basketball that he was dribbling and like it spun in the air and he grabbed it and
That's a big meme right now on the interwebs.
Is it?
Is people taking like cans of beer, bottles of beer, seltzer on a basketball, they drop it and when it comes back up, you just got to snatch it.
Yeah.
Typically the ones that have been trending are the fail videos where like the bottle just like cracks someone under their chin or like someone like dives trying to catch it and falls in a pool. It's
Myers Leonard.
I was gonna say like Lemony Snicket.
Lemony Snickets. Isn't Myers Lemon a type of lemon?
That's what the show is. Two old guys talking about lemons and these darn. You see this thing? They're bouncing beers off a basketball. What are they gonna do if they break it? They're gonna clean it up? I don't think so. I've seen how these kids are. They're not gonna clean up after themselves.
Exactly.
They expect us to do it.
Your mouth to God's ears. All right, guys, that is what is trending this afternoon. We hope you guys are staying safe. Be kind to yourselves, be kind to each other, wash your hands, wear a mask, stay inside, and don't do nothing about white supremacy. We are going to be back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of our show. We will talk to you guys then. Bye. Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.